This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. We're kicking off hour number three in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we started talking in the last hour about alternative facts. You've heard the term, probably. It was several days after I first saw the term alternative facts, and I was like, what is this alternative facts thing? And somebody was like, Daryl, you're a news guy. How do you not know what this is? Because I don't, you know, like, live and die based off of what's trending on social media. Like, I could really care less about, you know, various, trending social topics.
Daryl, cash me outside. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. I saw the video, and I still don't know what the hell that means.
Cash me outside. How about that?
But nonetheless, I did a search for, you know, like, alternative fact origin, and apparently it's something that Sean Spicer said in reference to claims that, you know, like, Donald Trump had the biggest inauguration crowd ever.
How about that?
And somebody was like, but no, he didn't. And he was like, well, I wasn't lying. I was presenting alternative facts.
Fair enough.
So, apparently, alternative facts is now such a big thing that the University of Washington at their Seattle campus had to create a class on teaching people how to call out quote-unquote scientific crap. And I still don't know if that's a technical term.
I think it's as legitimate as any other scientific term.
It's actually pretty interesting, though. So the class actually taps into a growing sense of unease among devotees of the empirical method that valid science is too frequently distorted or dismissed, while outright scams are embraced.
And again, I think a lot of this has to do with this thing called confirmation bias, to where people want to believe that Donald Trump did X, or that Barack Obama said Y, or that, you know, somebody went somewhere, when none of it is really based on reality. And when you try to tell people this has been made up, they say, well, it could be true.
And it goes from both sides of the aisle. That's the interesting part. I mean, you'll have, Donald Trump walked on water. Did you hear about that? You know, or it's Barack Obama, or Donald Trump killed hundreds of Muslims over the weekend. I mean, the stories are insane, but they will be used by either side of the aisle to try to make their point. And this is the story of my Facebook newsfeed.
And then the whole thing to where, like, some 4chan jokers decided to Trump's hiring a Russian to urinate on him, and then it even came out like somebody fabricated this, and people were like, but it could still be true. You don't know that he didn't do it.
Where's the investigation?
Yeah. So, continue.
Okay, so the article continues. What I'm finding among scientists is an uneasiness that goes back years, even decades, about an eroding appreciation of science, how it works, and how it's incorporated into our society. And it seems to be in a crescendo right now, physicist Rush Holt, chief executive of American Association of the Advancement of Science, told Stat earlier this week. Scientists around the world are even organizing a series of marches on Earth Day in April, which they're billing as a call to support and safeguard the scientific community. In Seattle, the professors hope to do their part by dissecting case studies, or as they call it, BS in the wild, to demonstrate how scientific data can be manipulated to mislead the public. Examples include the Fox News report on food stamp fraud. The professors promise to explain how Fermi estimation can cut through BS like a hot knife through butter. The duo has fielded many requests from other institutions who want to create their own courses using the material. In the name of scientific literacy and reason populace, they are more than happy to share. No copyright, no trademark. Use it, take it, run with it, Wes said.
This is probably my favorite part of the entire thing.
Right. They're putting
freedom.
It out there. Right.
It says they've been pleasantly surprised, just to finish up the last little paragraph, they've been pleasantly surprised to see an upswell of interest from high school and middle school teachers, too. For them, we'll have to retitle it Calling Malarkey, Bergstrom Joke.
So here's my concern. I do love the fact that they are putting all the material out there so anybody can take this mm-hmm. course. That's great.
Yes.
But will it... Is their intent to show things on from both spectrums? So one of my big gripes has been manipulation of the climate record, which climate scientists have been caught time and time again manipulating the numbers to make it look better politically, better for funding, better for grants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will they take on subjects like that, or is it going to be biased completely against, you know, sort of the right? You know what
well,
I mean?
I've actually pulled up the syllabus, so I can tell you.
Excellent. Thank you,
the
Daryl.
Schedule. Lectures. Introduction to BS. That's lecture number one. Lecture number two. Spotting BS. The natural ecology of BS. Causality. Statistical traps. Visualization. Big data. Publication bias. Predatory publishing and scientific misconduct, the ethics of calling BS, number 11 is fake news, and number 12 is refuting BS.
Mm. So, yeah, so they don't get any specifics about topics that they might discuss as examples of, you know, scientific malfeasance or things like that.
Well, let me just skip down here a little bit, and instead of just reading the titles, they do have a brief little synopsis of each of their discussions. For week two, spotting BS, they say truth like liberty requires eternal vigilance. How do you spot BS in the wild? Effect sizes, dimensions, Fermi estimation, and checks on plausibility. Claims in the interest of those who make them, and then they have forensic data analysis from the Grimm test and the Newcomb-Benford law. This is something I'm not familiar with.
Sorry, but they're talking about methodology. Do they give any examples of things that they may be delving into or using
case
as examples?
Case studies, food stamp fraud, and 99% caffeine-free.
Okay.
Under the natural ecology, they say, where do you find it? Why news media provides it? There's a TED Talk and the marketplace for upscale of it. Why social media provides ideal conditions for the growth and spread of it.
Hmm.
And then under causality, they have a case study on traffic improvements. And I'll pull that up to see exactly what they're talking about here. Skipping
so we can
down,
share that with one of our callers.
Under publication bias, they have some reading and supplementary reading.
It's available for free online for anybody that's listening to
I'll be checking it out.
Right now.
The link will be posted on the Facebook and the Twitters so that anybody can pull this up for themselves. Under refuting BS, the case study that they look at is gender gap in 100M times. So I'll also pull that up as well to see what they're talking about here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I love the idea. God, I'm such a skeptic anymore. I'm just a pessimist. It's like, yeah, I hear like this great idea, and I'm like, well, that's just going to be used for partisan, you know, play and
So I hope not. Under traffic improvements, they look at something in the Seattle area. 2 seconds cost $74 million. That amount was set aside to improve the Mercer Mess. Lanes were added, signal capacity was improved, and in the end, commute improved by 2 seconds.
I've been
$74 million. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we mentioned this very briefly earlier in the show tonight. There's an update out of Philadelphia. The beloved, not quite former hometown of Chris, but you didn't live too terribly far from Philly.
Nah, 2-3 hours.
No, I thought you were closer than that.
No. Philly was a big city. That was a long ways away. I lived in the dead center. Most states are like this. Like, you have culture and entertainment on the edges of states.
Mm-hmm.
I lived dead center. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area is not really the cultural
the center of the state.
Call it South Central. It's not really the cultural epicenter of the state of Pennsylvania.
True. And it's also the place where the legislative sausage gets made.
It is. And where we have an upcoming libertarian she'll be attending.
The
April 1st.
No fooling. That's actually one of the taglines that they're using is no fooling.
Those clever libertarians.
But Philadelphia, we discussed a few weeks ago where they implemented this horrible tax on sweetened beverages that in some cases, well,
is there a good tax?
Almost doubling. No, there's not. But
this one was really bad.
This is really bad. In some cases, almost doubling the...
Are you hearing like
almost doubling the cost of sugary beverages. And, well, it's had an impact. Some would say the desired impact. The story from Bloomberg says that Philadelphia's six-week-old tax on sweetened beverages is already taking a toll on drink distributors and grocers, with some reporting sales dropped as much as 50%. Canada Dry Delaware Valley, a local distributor of Canada Dry Ginger Ale, Sunkist, A&W Root Beer, Arizona Iced Tea, and Vito Coco, said business fell 45% in Philadelphia in the first 5 weeks of the year compared to the same period last year. Total revenue at Brown's Superstores, which operates 12 ShopRite and Fresh Grocer supermarkets, fell 15% at its six retailers in the city.
So my question would be, what are sales in the surrounding area? Have they increased because some people are driving outside to buy their soda?
That's what I would speculate.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you can order soda on Amazon Grocery?
Probably.
Yeah.
I know that there have been some beverages that I have ordered from Amazon.
Hmm.
There's a coconut drink that I normally buy at Target. Sometimes Target is out of stock. And I will order from Amazon, use Bitcoin through Save It Purse, and wind up saving money on it. Because it's
we
one
just
of those...
can't quit talking about Purse because it's that great, people.
Well, and this drink is one of those to where there's a Prime-only price for it.
Right.
And I don't have Prime, but I can use the Save It Purse, get that 5% instant discount, and the Prime rate, which is why I'll use that instant buy option occasionally.
Right.
So the article from Bloomberg continues. Jeff Brown, CEO of Brown's Superstores, good name, by the way, says in 30 years of business, there's never been a circumstance in which we've ever had a sell decline of any significant amount. I would describe the impact as, quote, nothing less than devastating. Philadelphia became the first major U.S. city to implement a soft drink tax when it approved a levy of 1.5 cents per ounce on sweetened beverages in June, almost doubling the price of a 12-pack of cans and 2-liter bottles. The legislation gave momentum to the anti-soda movement, further battering an industry that was already facing long-term sales declines amid increased health concerns.
And as we go back to that tax... The example they gave was fountain soda, where the article we were reading talked about fountain soda and how you buy syrup
5-gallon bag of syrup.
5-gallon bag of syrup, which sold for, what was it, Daryl, $55, $60?
Between $60 to $90, depending on the brand name.
Right. But then the tax on that amount was
$57.60. Even though the guy's profit margin is only $3, so what do you think he did? Yep, surprise, surprise, he tacked on the tax.
Right.
On top of, instead of losing $57 on an item.
Because nobody goes into business to lose money.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. So the consequence of all this is higher prices for consumers. Apparently, in this case, a change in behavior, which we have seen in different taxes as they've been applied. When cigarette taxes went completely out of control in a lot of areas.
New York State, I think their cigarette tax is about what a pack of cigarettes cost in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really, really high. So sometimes they do have the desired effect, but
that doesn't make it right. In New York, that was Eric Garner, the one that was killed because he was allegedly selling cigarettes that weren't taxed.
He was selling loose cigarettes.
Loose cigarettes. That's what they call them. Yeah.
Lucy's.
Lucy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's how bad, like, these taxes and this stuff does, that it drives people, because that's what it means, right? This soda tax, that it means if you're selling, like, loose cans of soda now,
right,
it becomes a crime that you can literally be arrested and thrown in jail for.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't go into the...
peaceful little tax thrown on something. It's literally backed by the threat of force.
Well, and yeah,
I couldn't open up my own business in, say, New Jersey. Yeah. You know, and bootlegging soda into the city of Philadelphia, I'd get arrested or I'd end up in a shootout with the police over frickin' soda.
And the interesting thing here is the mayor has accused the supermarkets and the grocers of price gouging for daring to include tax on an item.
I know.
And the reason he's mad about
darn
it
businesses
is because it's not a sales tax. It's a tax at the wholesale level. It's not a retail tax.
As if that doesn't matter. My advice to the mayor of Philadelphia, go out, get yourself some Hazlitt. You want to read Economics in One Lesson. It's a nice, easy book. It's a great book. It'll explain.
It's a good book.
It's a great book, Daryl. I will not have you defile the name of Hazlitt in my presence.
It's a good... Hazlitt starts off his chapters really good and then ends with, but sometimes tax isn't a bad thing.
It will give you a great basic understanding of economics.
It will give you a good basic understanding and lead you to some flawed conclusions.
It did not with me.
But... You know, maybe, Chris, you should come in on a Sunday night.
I know they
with
do the,
Johnny Ray
they
and
do the, book club.
Do the Henry Hazlitt Economic in One Lesson book club.
Yeah, that book is 50, 60 years old. I'm sure there's some stuff in it that I've kind of skimmed over in the two or three times I've read it because I just sort of disregard statist thinking as I'm reading it. But for an overview of basic economics, for a basic understanding,
this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you're going to do any shopping online anytime soon, start by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, links to Newegg, and various other online shopping platforms. You're not going to wind up paying more when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, but what happens is those outlets wind up giving us some of that money. So it's a way that you can help Free Talk Live without spending any extra money other than what you were going to spend anyway. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the Philly soda tax fallout, if you will, where some of the stores are saying that they've seen soda sales drop by 45%, and that's all because of the 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages that got passed in June of last year, implemented January 1st of this year. But first, to the phones, where we've got Eric calling from Delray Beach, Florida. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I have three different comments on what you guys have been discussing tonight. The first thing is with this Venezuela, the Maduro diet,
where three out of every four Venezuelans say that they cannot afford to eat more than two meals a day, some of those eating only one meal a day. On average, people have lost about 20 pounds in the last year because of the lack of food.
Right, and there's an interesting point here, and you guys have mentioned it. The Venezuelan people have also been starved or being starved of the right to bear arms and own ammunition. In 2012, Hugo Chavez introduced a law. Now, I don't know if introduced means it was an executive order or if it was passed through the Congress that they have there, but it the goal was to, quote-unquote, improve security and cut crime, and the law was designed to keep guns in the hands of police, the military, and some private contractors.
Wow, that sounds familiar.
Sounds safe to me.
Yeah.
So we're going to reduce crime by making more things illegal. Okay.
And then we're going to control people and what they can eat and prevent them from actually making their own food.
And defending themselves from the aggressive socialist government. This is the pattern, and this is why, the Second Amendment is just such a godsend for us, and we really have to do everything we can to
don't realize that government can be used as a weapon. It can be used as like organized crime, and that's exactly what we see happening in Venezuela. And it's like if we don't smarten up in this country, that we're gonna kind of end up seeing the same fate.
And I gotta say, I am a gun guy. I mean, I really am. I'm carrying right now because I'm always carrying. But I kind of disagree on the fact that, we have the Second Amendment and it protects us. If it weren't for people, and it sounds like you may be one of them who's willing to stand up every time government decides that they're going to make us safer by taking away our weapons, the Second Amendment doesn't do jack. People do jack. That's the key. And we can refer to that, and we can badger the courts and badger politicians and remind them that they took an oath to protect and defend a constitution. But unless people stand up and are constantly vigilant of what's going on, it could be gone tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we have, I forget the guy's name, he's a representative, is moving up in the Democratic Party, Keith somebody, Ellison or something like that.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, and he was recently interviewed and just straight up said, "Yeah, we might have to roll back the Second Amendment."
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Please,
okay,
please tell me how you're going to get that one passed.
No, I would not want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. But he's moving up in the party, and just like it's crazy. Now, the other thing I want to get into, you guys are talking about space. And I want to go a little bit deep with you guys. It looks like I've done quite a bit of research, and I'm pretty certain that there is a secondary classified secret space program. I know it's the thing of, it's conspiracy and all that, but I'm a pretty educated man, and there is a lot of chaff and fake weird stuff about this, but in the research I've done, it looks to me, and there are a number of whistleblowers and people like Catherine Austin Fitz, who was she was a secretary for HUD under Bush Senior. She's one of the people that has really gone after the financial shenanigans that are going on. We had prior to 9/11, we had Secretary of Defense saying we can't find $2.3 trillion, or you can't account for it. Okay, and now last summer we had $6.5 trillion. unaccountable. Okay. Now, the black budgets that the military and the Pentagon have are classified, and we know for a fact, it's out there, that there are heavily classified programs dealing with space. And some of these whistleblowers.
Yeah, I don't doubt that either.
Yeah, some of these whistleblowers are incredibly credentialed. And it looks to me like one of the main points is the Navy is actually heavily involved with this. Okay. A lot of focus, we always focus on the Air Force and NASA and everything, but it looks like the Navy is very heavily involved, and that NASA is really kind of like a public relations front for the American public, using systems that are a little bit antiquated. And we've seen the slowdown in NASA, and what a lot of people in this community that are doing research are saying is, you know, they've made so many strides in the classified programs that that's sucking so much money. So these missing trillions or unaccounted trillions.
That's where they're going.
It looks like Catherine Austin Fitz is. I believe what she has to say about this. She runs a site called Solari.com. If anyone would like to look into it,
the Solari or the Solari Report. Yep.
Correct. And the other great researchers on this, Dr. Joseph P. Farrell and Richard Dolan, it's definitely worth a look. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. What I was going to say was, I mean, this should not be surprising. I think anybody who doesn't believe that the government diverts money into black programs suddenly has forgotten all about the SR-71 Blackbird, the E-2 spy plane. The fact that we just popped up out of nowhere after close to a decade with Lockheed Martin Skunk Works with a plane that was invisible to radar. Nobody even conceived that this was something that could be possible.
Oh,
and suddenly we had the B-1 and the B-2. Yeah. So we do this kind of thing all the time. One of the key things that I think Daryl brought up earlier was the X-37B space plane. You know, your average citizen, you know, is there such a thing? They'll probably say, no, that sounds like fake news. Wait, Daryl, is that an alternative fact? But that thing's been up there 700 and some days, and we don't know what it's doing. So I'm with you completely.
Sounds like hyperbole.
Eric, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. Possibly time for you and your thoughts in the closing moments. If you call in right now, this is Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. Well, if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go to Skype where we've got Taylor calling in. Taylor, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, Daryl. It's actually Mike in Ohio.
Oh, okay. The name here on Skype is Taylor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my grandpa worked for NASA. He was with the lunar landings. He was a engineer. He did the engineering, the electrical engineering on the moon landings, and he worked with Wernher von Braun. And what a lot of people may not know is that a lot of Germans. He worked with a lot of Germans. My dad grew up in Cape Canaveral, Florida. He lived in Huntsville, Alabama, and wherever the space program went. And in Huntsville, there's a bunch of Lutherans, Germans, and Lutheran churches because they were Germans, and those Germans worked on the V2s in Nazi Germany, and all those guys had my grandfather. They had big time paying government jobs. Now, as you said, it's probably the least offensive, and they were smart people, hardworking. My grandpa actually died of an aneurysm at age 40 because he was one of these guys who just worked all the time and was stressed out. But as far as actual productivity of it all, I'm not really sure what they did. I mean, there might have been some technological advances, but it probably would have happened anyway. And in mm-hmm. the case of my grandpa, if he would have took his talents, his intellect, his ability, and went to the marketplace, he would have lived longer, he would have produced more, and he would have even been wealthier, I think, because he would have been able to offer value in a much better way than just helping go to the moon. Although from a macro sense, it's a great accomplishment that people were able to send something to the moon and walk. Okay, I get that, but it would have happened anyway. And not only that, when it comes to the sugar tax, your body doesn't know. Like your body can't separate if the sugar's from a banana or from a Coke. Now you can have fiber in certain food, which makes it digest slower, so your blood sugar levels don't arise. But I brought this up before. If you drink 5 kombucha drinks, which is fermented sugars, okay, mm-hmm. you're getting a bunch of sugar in your body that way too.
Oh, that's so healthy though.
Right.
It's all got to be good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, I know what you're
healthy,
saying.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line is, if the government didn't put basically not allow imports of like cane sugar and other kind of things, Coca-Cola wouldn't have to have, or not just Coca-Cola. I mean, in theory, you could put cane sugar in drinks. You could make them healthier.
Right.
And that's the problem. And like Sarah, and I think she actually means well. I actually
she
don't
does.
Think she comes from a bad place. But like when
Sarah.
I hear her, yeah. When I hear her, though, I can't help but think, like, Venezuela. I'm like, Sarah,
right.
if you don't understand, you would cause us to live in Venezuela. This is what would happen if you had your way. And it's
right.
scary.
Yeah.
It's scary because she really does. She has lived. She gets $700-something dollars a month. She gets food stamps. She's lived 30 years. She's never had to offer value.
Right.
She doesn't have to work 14-hour days. She doesn't understand. In order to make money, unless it's a huge government crony contract, which that's out there,
right.
you have to offer value. You spend the majority. And let me tell you this. Anybody that's actually found success in business knows you don't chase the money. You chase offering value, and the money follows you.
Right.
And she is a product of 30 years of basically government.
You bet.
And That's all I have to say, but I love the show.
A couple comments on things you said. The one thing you talked about was being able for your grandfather to enter the free market with his particular set of specialties, and
it's worth point drop the line.
Oh, too bad. But one thing I would want to point out is there was no free market for people that did rocket work. You could work right. for a government contract, you could do that,
mm-hmm.
But government maintained a monopoly and still does to this day on spaceflight. You can't just go do it. You got to get permission from NASA and the FAA and everybody else.
Yep. And there's probably some other agency that we don't even know of.
Or 100. I'm sure defense weighs in on all this, too. But the other thing he talked about was that cane sugar. And I tell you, that is one of the oldest, most protectionist things we have in this country. And
what do you mean?
There were protectionist programs set up that basically they've taxed the ability to import cane sugar to prop up the U.S. cane sugar producers. And as a result, cane sugar American-made is so ridiculously expensive that all the soft drink manufacturers went and said, well, we can just use corn syrup. That's so much cheaper.
And corn is highly subsidized because of the ethanol and
right.
the high fructose corn syrup
yeah.
and a bunch of other things. To where, yeah, it's just cheaper to wind up using this thing that's not sugar than it is to use sugar.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons
this
that
stuff is all like correlated to like other stuff. Because I swear I read an article a long, long time ago about an MIT researcher that said the corn syrup in soda was linked to autism. So they found like higher autistic rates in children from women that consume soda while pregnant. And they related it to the fact that pesticides were used on the crops that produced the corn syrup.
So the like, common, this, the real common thing all this stuff is government.
This was a really
government.
Long time ago that I read this
no,
article,
but,
so I'd have
but
to
there have been
up,
a lot of.
It kind of makes sense.
I've heard people claim that aspartame is
artificial poison.
Somehow
poison.
Connected to different cognitive
Well, when I was in school, I had I took a med tech class, and I got 3 science college credits for it in high school. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we had read was an article saying that, like, the aspartame in diet soda or something, like, made this woman's MS, like, onset it. Like, she had muscular sclerosis, and supposedly when she stopped drinking the diet soda, like, it ended up, like, all her symptoms, like, started going away.
Amazing. I drink gallons of diet soda every day.
Maybe.
So, let's get back to the article from Bloomberg about the Philly soda tax.
Okay.
And
you want to just step all over our fun, Daryl. We were having a nice conversation.
Let's talk about how large some of these taxes are and how many people are actually being affected. Because, again, there have been some of the retailers saying that they've seen a 45% decline in the number of sodas that they're selling. One person, the chief operating officer of Canada Dry Delaware Valley, says that he's going to have to lay off 30 of the 165 employees that he has in the Philly area sometime next month. Depending on summer sales, the layoffs could continue. The sell declines are hurting grocery stores and bodegas in poor neighborhoods, where shoppers are now tending to buy in bulk, or rather they have tended to buy in bulk, more so than in convenience stores. Brockway, that's the COO of the local Canada Dry distributor, says a 12-pack of cans that sells retail at $2.99 is subject to $2.16 worth of tax.
Jeez.
A $1.89 single-serve 20-ounce bottle is subject to 30 cents of tax, again, because it's a per-ounce tax. City officials say that because the levy is assessed at the distributor level, it is not technically a sales tax.
Oh.
The reason that some prices have doubled, quote, is because distributors have chosen to pass along the increase to their customers.
My gosh, who would ever think of doing that? Cost of manufacturing is increased. What do I do?
Let me run these numbers by you again. $2.99 worth of soda in 12-pack of cans has $2.16 worth of tax, yet nobody's going to eat all of that out of their profit.
Of course not.
When their profit is probably only going to be, you know, a handful of cents anyway. At Brown Storage, Brown being the owner of several convenience stores, he says many of his stores were established in places previously designated as food deserts. Beverage sales are down 50%. Jeff Brown said he's had to cut 5,000 to 6,000 hours of employment per week, the equivalent of 280 jobs.
Unreal.
Beverages are the biggest category in a grocery store with 4,000 products. And since grocers already have small overheads, what do you think's going to happen? Yep, prices are going up across the board. I can guarantee it. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow and always online at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.